there, all you friends of Cosmic Agency. My name is Gosia. And today, as promised, I will share with you a very, very important video, which will be a kind of a prelude, as I see it, to the next video, which will be even more important and very crucial for all of us in these times. Because as you will come to understand from these videos, if you don't understand it already, which I'm sure most of you do, our mind and our consciousness and our focus and intent is just essential right now. As Varu has explained, and she will explain more in the next video, but I just prefer to say it right away here, the timeline, the collective timeline has been broken. And now we are sort of in a knot of different timelines intertwining and mixing and crossing over. And that's why it is so important now to focus on the timeline that you envision for the planet Earth. You choose the perspective with which you want to perceive what's happening. And with that perception, with that intent, which by the way must be continuous, you will align yourself more and more with that you focus on. This is how it works. This is war over our consciousness, over our minds. Let's not blame the situation here on the outside limitations. This is not the physical action that is required of us. In fact, it is more about our mental focus right now. So let's use this situation, let's use this opportunity, which it is, that we are at homes, that we can't leave outside, some of us, and let's do very, very, very strong efforts of the introspection and of intent, continuous intent. It can be just during the meditation or during prayers or during some specific moments of the day, which, by the way, work very much so, and they are important, the global mass meditations as well. But it cannot be just something that you do only at specific times on specific days. It must be your form of being. It must be what you emit. It must be what you feel in your blood and in your spirit and in your core. You must live that. It must cannot be just something you are creating during the meditations. It has to be your positive attitude that you are carrying on during a day, no matter what happens on the outside. I stress that again. No matter what happens on the outside. Your positive outlook now is crucial. Now, I will talk about this a little bit more, and Svaru herself will talk about this more in the future video, which again will be very important. But now this is going to be about fears, because yes, many of you do feel fear and anxiety and insecurities at this moment, and probably it's hard for you to focus on the positive outcomes of this situation if you are still processing, if you are still dealing with fears. So in this video, Svaru will address this topic, and please, I will see you at the end of the video with some more clarifying thoughts, I hope, from myself. See you soon. Kalen's comment that I liked and want to use as a start. Fear makes you fly. What is fear? It is the opposite of love. Love is to make something part of oneself. Fear repels. It is the opposite. It is what is not desired. But fear is always taken as a bad thing. Everyone goes and does everything to avoid fear. Avoid to feel fear. They avoid it at all costs. Perhaps there is nothing that a living being runs away from more than from fear. Why? Because it is the basic protection mechanism for the survival of the ego. Ego, as in the idea or concept we hold about who we are, mostly associated to one incarnation, as in the body identity and everything that goes with it, and what we understand to be ourselves. Self, on the contrary, is a full transcending identity, what we know to be as the result of all the former incarnations we all have had,
all-encompassed and included in a strong, indestructibly cosmic concept of who we are. Ego is more limited to the concept we hold while in a body, in a shell or container, in one given incarnation. Self is more expanded, transcends it all. But they attack the ego too, especially in spiritual communities. Fear must be transcended. The ego must be transcended. They will never be able to escape either from the ego or from fear. But neither one is bad. The contrast principle of this universe dictates that you cannot know something if you do not know the opposite. So fear is an instrument that helps us to know ourselves. Without fear, you cannot know what love is, because they are opposite. They are linked, inseparable. When experiencing fear, you appreciate love. You feel it more. You know its value. Fear is the protection of the ego. Without fear, there would be no ego, because they would not last long alive. And without life, there is no expansion. And expansion is what every living being seeks. Being with a soul. Return to the source. Integration. Integration is love. Fragmentation is fear. Having an experience is fear. Satisfaction of having faced your fears. All of them, from mild to big ones. You will never be able to escape fear while you are alive. It is part of life, inseparable part of the 3D experience, and of other densities too. The more separated from the source you are, the more fear there will be, because there is more separation. The closer you are to the source, the less fear there will be, because there is more integration, therefore love. You need fear, or there will be no love. Unless you are already fully integrated into the source, that is being source itself. That is everything. Everything includes. But there is no expansion there. Without expansion, you just are static, immovable. Without experiences, because every experience carries a contrast and an element of confusion that can be translated into fear. So without fear, there is no life. Fear is necessary. It should be taken, seen, used to analyze why you feel this way. Ask yourself, what are you afraid of? Why? You can never be without fear. It will haunt you forever. There will be no other choice but to confront it. You run away from it at all costs, only to meet it again around the corner, forcing you to face it. To face it is to face your shadows, reasons to fear, what you do not want. It will force you to face yourselves, because that fear arises from yourselves, not from anything else. Because everything comes from you. There is nothing outside. Everything is consciousness. It defines you. You will have to face it as the only way to dissolve it. Because running away doesn't work. Because you can't run away from yourself. Facing it, you realize that fear was just an illusion. Because love and integration are the truth. Fear is illusion. Because fear is a reflection of what you anticipate to happen. What, according to you, will happen. But it would not necessarily happen. It is doubt. It is insecurity of your ability to face the problem. Integration and love is truth and reality. Fear is the lie, the illusion. So fear is forcing you to face yourself, nothing else. Forced shadow work. And when you are forced to face it, you will realize that it is only an illusion. And with it, you integrate everything else. And you become bold, fearless. And as soon as you can face all your shadows, you will have integrated everything there is to learn in that incarnation. But that is the exact moment when you will realize that you are already dead. Thanks. A quick clarifying question. What do you mean, but that is the exact moment in which you will realize that you are already dead? You mean after dying? If you integrate everything, there is no longer experimentation in that incarnation. You will have learned everything there is to learn from that incarnation. But the only way to have reached that state is by being dead. If the source is represented as love, what is not the source is represented as fear. If you want to know what the source is, you need to know what the opposite of the source is, and that is fear. We can only know who we are if we know what we are not.
It is very important to internalize, as that cliché phrase says, know yourself, because when you dig inside yourself, so to speak, you reach the real point of what causes the fear in you. But you can only do it if you really know yourself. Sometimes you ask yourself, why do I always react this way to this fear or that one? Simply because you have not seen deep within yourself.
Yes, and life is made in such a way that the expansion can only develop if it proceeds to take away your fear. Removing fear from your life is the same as integration. More love, less fear. You don't want to face yourself, the one who generates that fear.
You may be repeating over and over again mistakes or behaviors that you don't really want from yourself, but what is really happening? That many times unconsciously you ask for them, yes, you want them. So there is a conflict within you. It is the ambivalence within you.
Still, you have a resistance to them, to face them, to have them. But the only way to face them, therefore to experience expansion, is to stop resisting them, because what you resist persists. And that's why you keep on repeating the same thing. The only way to know yourself is by doing shadow work, which is nothing more than facing your fears. Because what you repress to turn into your shadow is what you fear. That's why you don't see it. That's why you repress it in the first place. Shadow work is facing your fears. Release resistance to having them.
Going toward the fear means nothing is outside my control. I control it all. I know that nothing can pass over me if I don't want it. It is taking absolute and real control of yourself.
That attitude is to face fears, to take control, as you say. It is the way to integration. For that, you have to analyze your fears, which is the same as shadow work. Use your fears as a survival mechanism. Do not ignore them. Do not try to suppress them, because they are a clear indication of where you should not go. Ignoring fears will only cause more problems, and therefore more fear.
To go towards fear is to tell yourself that I am not afraid over fear, because I know how I will face it, because I have the most powerful weapon. There is self-knowledge.
Yes, but you know yourself because you have done shadow work. You know yourself because you have already faced your fears. So you don't bring that fear to you because you already know it. And only what is unknown is feared. Known dangers, you'd tend to lose fear of them. You just avoid that. Like to avoid putting your finger into the flame of the fire. Why do that if you already know the result? But you fear radiation because you don't see it. You don't know where it is. Therefore, you don't know where you are safe from radiation. The unknown is what is feared. What you define as not you, not your ego. Asks Robert. So it's logical to be afraid of viruses and 5G because we don't see them? Sure, but about the virus, there is firm data that you should not be afraid of it. You cannot make a virus-based biological weapon because they have a tendency to return to the original virus that was not so dangerous before. They have been on Earth billions and billions of years before humans, and they are in every corner of the planet. A virus returns to original pattern in just weeks. Another factor is that a virus will increase its virulence when there are many hosts, and it will reduce its virulence and go into remission when there are few hosts. I have this question. So, then if someone doesn't feel fear, they can't feel the opposite, love? Khalil said in his interview that nothing scares him, for example. Or is it because it is already transcended? What about people who are not afraid of things, viruses, radiation or anything, even if they don't see it? That is a very masculine attitude. They confuse being brave with being afraid. You cannot be alive without being afraid. Courage is the ability to face fear. Courage promotes or moves the person toward expansion. It focuses the person on what they want with all their attention and not on what they do not want. But if a person is only in fear, they can only manifest what they are seeing, their fear. Because even though you don't want something, mirror law only works by giving you more of whatever it is you are looking at, whatever has your full attention. But you can also live without fear, and that is because of what you have also said, that you understand that it is illusory. You have transcended it. And you have transcended threats. You know you control it all. In this sense, it is okay not to feel fear, right? Because, for example, I don't have many.
While you are alive, you will have them.
If you are not afraid, you would be there confusing it with living with courage. You can never escape your fears. Because it is an inseparable part of life. Fear is the ego's protective mechanism. So in spiritual communities, they are both attacked as evil. But the ego is who you are. Without fear, you would die very quickly, because you would not get yourself out of the way of threats. That is, you are no longer afraid of the flame of a burning match because you have already transcended it. And you have transcended it because you have faced it. You understand it. Still, you respect the flame. But another person, a baby, would fear the flame. It still did not process it. You, Gosha, you are referring to the processed fears. There they are, but they are no longer a problem for you. That is indicative of the level of spiritual evolution that the person has, her way of being, of facing who she is, with courage.
Yes, and also remember that it is also entails what you have experienced in your reincarnations, what you carry within, what identifies you as a conscious being.
Another very important thing to clarify here is something we have always said, that fear lowers the frequency and attracts more what you fear. We have said this thousands of times, that the cabal instills fears in society for millennia. They do it through the media too. Fear and more fear. This type of fear is different, I think, and it will not be anything necessary or positive. Yes, focusing on fear lowers the frequency. But how to know what increases the frequency if you do not dare to see and face and no longer have resistance to fear? Integration includes everything, even that which you fear. So facing fear dissolves it, because fear is just illusion. And the effect is that your frequency rises. It goes up because you integrate. And you integrate when you already know what you were afraid of before. But how to know what scares you if you do not observe it? You are no longer afraid of a flame of a match, because you have already observed it. You already understand it. Again, you are only afraid of what you have not yet understood. So the way to integration, to raise your frequency, the way to the source, is to know how to face fears and integrate them into you, into who you are. Comments Robert. But fear is a product of our awareness, of our observation, something we generate ourselves. It is a product of what you do not yet integrate into yourself, and what you see as a danger to your integrity. That's why fear will only go away when you face it. To face it is to integrate it. Accept it. Don't try to make it disappear. Push it away from you. Because you can't. You cannot push away that which frightens you. Because fear is part of you. Part of your consciousness. Not something external. Comments Robert. For example, I am now afraid of crossing icy surfaces because I fell a few days ago. Before I wasn't. The same as when Gosha fell into the ice hole. Now she will be more careful. I don't know. I think you are not afraid of it. You have caution because you had an experience of falling. Caution, I do not see equivalent to fear, just thinking. You walk where you once walked with confidence. Then you suffer something unwanted. You lose confidence in yourself because you thought you knew how to walk there. Because obviously you did not know that. Therefore, you know that you still do not understand how you must face walking there. Now you must reanalyze that situation to understand it. Facing that you do not know how to walk there. Only there you will see what and why it happened, and you will lose the fear of walking on ice again. And Gosha, you have caution because you fear that to which you apply caution. Precaution is a mechanism to understand what you are afraid of. Okay, yes. Caution is a tool that you apply to something that you fear. Okay, I get it. If you run away from walking on icy surfaces again, it will only reinforce the fear of icy surfaces. If now, Robert, you go and live in Ecuador and you never walk on ice again, you will never lose that fear. It will always be there, unsolved, latent. But if you go out, you look at the ice, the place where you slipped, you understand what happened. Then you will lose your fear. But that is facing what is scary. And how do you proceed to examine what happened? With precaution, comments Robert. Okay, tomorrow I will go back there and face it. So it is very important that for this virus to be lethal, it must also spread through the media, causing more fear to the population? Yes, that is a manifestation of a collective fear that receives a lot of attention. The creation of an egregor, a collective tulpa. Everything that happens on Earth is a collective egregor. Fear is an illusion, as I explained above, being the opposite of love and truth. This defines 3D as a lie, as an illusion. The only thing that exists are you, your mind, your consciousness. The virus is an egregor, created by humans, a reflection of the collective psyche. The vaccine will only create or manifest more egregors. A virus only is, and even if they change it in the laboratory, it will return to its original map faster than any other being with DNA, because it is by far the fastest reproducing one. Even using virology or officially accepted virus behavior, as soon as there are fewer hosts, it will go into remission long before killing hundreds of thousands. You cannot launch a virus weapon against the human population because it disables itself. Humans create negative egregors because that is where they turn their attention. Fear centralizes attention to what is feared, concentrates everything there. Therefore, it also concentrates all the power of the manifestation there. So, regressive, soulless beings need to feed on the fear of soulful beings. Lush is not something tangible like a substance. It is only creative attention. To manifest objects and situations also means to manifest beings, since everything that exists is manifested, because a being with a soul is a part of and the source itself. He is the one who creates everything, also the negative. Those beings have a certain programming, which I do not want to call consciousness, although it is also so. But since they have no connection with the source, they depend on beings that do have it, so that they can be created or can be sustained in an illusory reality such as 3D. They have no soul because they are regressive. They are non-source. They are non-love. They are non-integration. Therefore, they cannot manufacture themselves. They can only be a product of something with creative consciousness that is the same as connection to the source. Having a soul is equivalent to having a connection with the source, which in itself is equivalent to being the source. It is defined as having love. Mind control to manifest a negative collective egregor is a strategy of regressive beings with no connection to the source to receive more creative attention from the human population. Or else, without that attention, they will dissolve. So they need to eat human attention.
For this reason, there is not such thing as a controllers, because it is the person himself, with the soul, who is in control. It is that simple.
That's right. It is only the reflection of the collective psyche. If they stop fearing the virus, it will dissolve. But there is something else here that I have not mentioned. That fear concentrates attention to what is not desired, And since the law of mirrors only sees or only works by giving you more of what is having your attention, it causes people to manifest negative and non-positive things. But the unconscious is what rules most of what is created, what manifests. And what is it that every living being desires the most? Stay alive. So the desire with more attention, the message that reaches the potential energy field the most, is love. In the end, everything is an illusion except love, the integration, the source. And if love reaches the source more, why is it not reflected?
Because love is not what most abounds on earth. It is the very reflection of the collective interior.
Exactly. Because what rules there is separation, therefore fear. But apart from that, you are still alive, right? And those who are not also wanted it from higher planes, from where they really are. Because death is not bad, nor is it the end. It is not the destruction of the self. It is waking up, going home. There can be no life without death. But from the point of view of the individual who experiences death, it is a total liberation. It is a spiritual ecstasy. It is an expansion and liberation. It is being the source itself again. So there is a feeling of total love. Love so dense that it envelops you like a warm blanket. Thanks for explaining all of this. Okay, but now, why if I do not fear the virus and for me it does not exist, is this situation entering my reality and of the reality of many people who are happily leading their lives? That is what frustrated me when this started invading my personal world, in which it did not exist before. I say this referring to what you said above, that if the virus is not feared, it dissolves. You will not be afraid of the virus because you understand that there is no such virus and there isn't. But you fear that they will take away your stability. And that is what you reflect. You're right. Personal freedom is primordial to me. Whoever takes that away from me enters into a war with me. Okay, but apart from this, the lower level, the Kabbalah and all this, so do you think that it is true that they have planted some biological weapon, but it has simply been deactivated? From the point of view below, which is always a reflection of the one above, there has never been a virus. Everything is propaganda. If you are looking for matrix explanations, I am not the right person, but yes, I can include that too. They released a bioweapon. It worked heavily in China, then went into remission. Goes back to the original DNA map. So now, it's just the flu or the common cold. The planet's medical communities are chasing the common cold virus. They lack sufficient knowledge to isolate and view the problem as such. They just follow and repeat what others with more authority tell them, be they other doctors or politicians. They just come and only care about their own well-being, so they don't question. And those who do question are few. Even so, that virus has in its memory having been a strong one, with a large lethality, that of Wuhan. It has the potential to be deadly again. But how does it differ from all the collective memory of all the viruses that have existed through time? None. Then it's okay, asks Robert. Now, with your knowledge, the laboratories could perfect the virus? No, because viruses do not work as you are told there. It is not an invasive element that tries to take over the other organism. A virus is a very simple element which works with very basic logic. The material part of a virus is the one that can be altered. But as we have said before, you are only trying to manipulate a shadow, not the cause of the shadow itself. The virus only wants to survive, and killing all hosts is not in its interest. It just wants to cohabit. It also wants integration. It only enters or only manifests itself if the host organism is manifesting it. That is to say, if you make it part of your reality. More than large microbes like bacteria, a virus has a 99.99999% part of the personal egregor. And it will only manifest itself if the organism enters a phase where it is vulnerable to the frequency of that or another virus. A healthy organism with a focus on its immunity will not be able to contract the virus. Asks Robert. Excuse me, and what difference is there between bacteria and viruses? A bacterium is a complex single-celled organism. It has all the same internal organs inside as any animal. It has a digestive, respiratory, nervous, and reproductive system. It has consciousness and its own locomotion. And they are very large, easily observable with a basic microscope. Instead, a virus is just a protein capsule with a DNA strand inside. It has no internal organs. It does not move alone. It just is. And it depends on another organism to live and to reproduce, since it uses the reproductive system of the invading cell. Because it depends on a host, the host has control over the virus and not the other way around. It is doubtful to observe a virus, even with a powerful electron microscope. We have to say goodbye for today. Thanks for your time. See you again on Saturday. There is more to share.
Thanks, Gosha and Robert. We will talk more on Saturday. Until very soon.
How did you like the video? I think it was very, very, very important. The third voice, which you heard, by the way, was of Naishara. Naishara, who is a Tibetan counselor. She represents the society of Tibeta, of a Tibetan population. So thank you very much, Naishara, also for your contribution here. Now, the topic of fear is something that, you know, just like yourself, I need to be processing as well, and I need to understand. And just like you, I am in the process of understanding these ideas and these concepts. Now, first, I want to specify, when she, Svaru, mentions the ego, it's not that typical and negative ego that we are thinking of automatically. This is the first association we have, the narcissism, the self-indulgence in one's own self-importance. That's not what she's talking about here. The fear she's referring to is the protection of the ego, but ego as a self idea that we have while in this incarnation. Ego is a, I think it was explained actually in the beginning, yes, ego is a self-perception that we have while here. So the fear is important, and it's something that we will always have while we are here. It is part of who we are. It is part of life. It is a part of self-preservation. Without the fear, we would not be able to be alive, basically. So the fear and recognizing the existence of fears is important. Let's not just push them away. So now, once we recognize that we have certain fears, this is the moment to to go inside, to go within, and try to analyze, examine, and understand to the core of what this fear is about. And this is the process of expanding ourselves into the unknown territories of ourselves, of facing our shadows, because that's what these fears are. They are our subconscious shadows. So these, right now, these are the moments that we are at home, alone, bored, of facing those shadows, those fears. And this helps us expand. And this helps us integrate more and more. Because integration, that's what it is. Integration is allowing more and more into ourselves and integrating more into ourselves, into our field of self-awareness, of self-understanding. And with that, we are becoming bigger and we are increasing our frequency. We are becoming more and more one with the source, although we are the source at the same time, but we are also fragmented parts of the source. So us integrating those fears into ourselves is expanding more and more our state of fragmentation. And with that, we are becoming more and more aware of the source that we are, and we are closer to love, and we are farther away from fear, because fear dissolves those once it is understood. But first, we need to acknowledge it's there, and we need to try to understand it. We feel the fear because we are in the fragmentation. The fragmentation that we are cannot self-preserve and self-sustain its life, its existence in the physical, especially if it doesn't have that fear. You don't feel fear only when you are totally in the integration, and that is the source itself. But we are not really there. Well, we are, but we are also here. So once our focus of attention is here, we will be dealing with fear, which is nothing wrong, nothing negative. It's part of the self-maintenance of the ego, of our own self. We have to remember that the fear is nothing that comes from the outside. It is part of ourselves. It is part of our own self, of our own projection from the inside. Because, in fact, there is nothing on the outside. So there is no escape from fear. There is nothing we can do to avoid it. We, in order to dissolve it, we need to become it. We need to come closer to it, confront it face to face, because it is part of us. There is no escape. And this is the moment. This is the moment to do it, to dissolve those individual and collective shadows and fears. And now this is so important, because some of us will respond to this with just fear, only with fear. And now, without going into the source of that fear, without embracing that fear, what we're actually doing, trying to separate ourselves from that which we fear without resolving it, and with that, we are actually giving that which we fear even more creative focus. That's why they need our fear in general. The regressive races, not just about this situation, but in general, that's why the fear is so important in the society, to be created by those, by the controllers in a way, because even though there are no controllers, as Naishara here said, and in a bigger picture, they are all shadows of our collective psyche. But that aside, my point was, that's what the controllers want. To have us in that fear state in order to give that which we fear even more creative, manifestative power. So the idea and the concept here to conquer that is not to push that away, because the universe doesn't know yes, no, good, bad. The universe only sees that you are placing your attention on that, even though you feel it's something you don't want. But that's exactly, you are putting your attention on that, We don't want war. We don't want disasters. So that's where we are putting our attention. So instead of doing that, escaping from that which we fear, not dealing with that in the personal level, it's much more productive for our future and present well-being to look at it straight in the face, understand it, integrate it within ourselves, process it, accept it as part of ourselves, and then move away and shift our focus into something we want and desire. Thanks to this situation, thanks to this process of integration of the fear, you are forced to define yourself and to understand what it is you desire and you don't desire. Thanks to the situation, we are forced to look exactly and closely at what it is that we are and we are not, what it is that we want and that what we don't want, that which we fear. The unknown is something that we are not, right? Something that we don't want. So this is the moment to embrace that as well, to integrate it as part of who we are, because everything is a reflection of what we are and who we are, and then consciously shift our focus and attention into something we truly choose and decide. We need to process those collective subconscious concepts and ideas and fears that have been reflecting themselves on the outside. This is the moment, this is the opportunity for us to do just that. Because in order to expand, in order to ascend, we need to allow more and more into what our understanding of who we are is. And this is part of this process. And at integrating more and more, you raise your frequency. You raise your frequency, and what happens when you raise your frequency? You become more and more compatible with the higher frequency realities. With the higher frequency realities. So right now, this is a defining moment for all of you. For all of you. Do not succumb to negativity, no matter what happens on the outside. No matter what happens to the outside. Do not succumb to all these collective fears. However, do acknowledge if they are there. Do not succumb to all that negativity around you. No matter what happens on the outside, no matter what circumstances, you right now, you are the antenna for the rest of the humanity. This is the defining moment for the humanity, and you will understand this more in the next video, with the timeline being broken, with so many timelines crossing over. Your focus right now is crucial, is essential. Show the world what you are made of. Show yourself what you are made of. Find the courage to confront your fears and stay positive no matter what. No matter what. Thank you very much, and until next video, which is going to be very important as well. Thank you.